Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
10 a.m. with the Mike Calta Show. Right here on The Bone. Sponsored by Furman Ford. We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
.37 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. This is where I try to guess what Goblin's playing. Got a little bit of '80s flair. Do you
know where you wanna go? This is from 1993.
The Goo Goo Dolls.
Yes. From one of the greatest albums, Superstar Car Wash.
I want to tell you about my friends at Shark Coast Tactical. They are friends. I love those guys. Go see Will and the boys out there, whether you're somebody who is looking to buy your first firearm, whether you're somebody who realizes that eventually they're going to come and try and take your firearms.
Or if you're somebody who wants to put a turret on your Hummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably get them to help you do any of that stuff. Also, if you'd like to get some informational videos, they make them in the shop every day. They'll give you a little bit of a tour around the shop, but then they'll show you some new merchandise, some new weapons, some new ammunition, some new, you know, they go over some different things all the time in the store. You can follow them on your Facebook page, and you got to do that stuff now before Facebook makes it impossible to you for you to see any of that stuff. Anything they don't like, they'll take away from you. You can go to sharkcoasttactical.com. I'm going to say it slow because people still get it. Shark, like the fish. Sharkcoasttactical.com. You can see all their feature products on the site. You can see what ammunition they have, and you can order it right there on the site and have it delivered to you. If you're somebody who listens to the show out of state, if you listen far away from their location on Bee Ridge Road in Sarasota, those guys will get you the merchandise you need, shipped out to you. They've got everything at Smith & Wesson, Winchester, Bushnell, Colt, all the major manufacturers. They also do custom slides and cuts. They do laser stippling. They do all of the creative stuff right there in their shop. They've got a shop that you see and a shop that you don't see, and that shop that you don't see is constantly working. You want custom magazines with your logo on it, with your sports team logo. They do all of that stuff. They've got T-shirts. They've got ammunition. They've got knives. Whatever you need in the gun area, weaponry area, Shark Coast Tactical has it for you. Stop by and see him, Bee Ridge Road in Sarasota, or sharkcoasttactical.com. It is 8:39. I have to say, I first heard about this on the Jugarabo show yesterday. I was driving around in the afternoon, and I was really amazed by what Drew was saying, and then I went and looked at it for myself last night, and I'm absolutely blown away. And I think that I don't think I need to explain it to anybody who listens to the show. You can like all the shows on this station, but most of them are very different from each other. Drew and I are at opposite ends usually on most things. Even though we can have good conversations and we can talk, I'm a little bit more conservative. He's way more liberal. We are just not the same people. We do different shows that are all entertaining. And Drew was talking about that yesterday was Pride Day at the Tampa Bay Lightning, where the Lightning sadly lost the game last night. Another McElhinney loss for the Lightning. But that's not it. It wasn't about the hockey. It was about the fact that it was Pride Day. Now, I was getting gas and listening to this, and Drew said that there are so many people that comment on Facebook that make anti- I'm just going to use the word gay because there's too many other words, but so you know what I'm saying. Anti-gay rhetoric and slurs on the Facebook page when the Lightning have Pride Night. And I was like, I think Drew is probably exaggerating, or sometimes people make jokes and maybe he's saying, like Drew went on to say, he goes, right away you get the, are they going to use dildos on the ice instead of hockey sticks? And then John said, you know, when this all clears up, we should actually do dildo hockey. And I almost wanted to text him and be like, I'm in for dildo hockey. But then they went on to read some of the comments. And then last night when I got in bed, I looked at some of the comments. It is unbelievable the amount of hate that people have for the fact that the Lightning or any other organization is using one day to celebrate Pride. And what's even more shocking to me is that people say, are they going to have heterosexual night too? Yes, they do. It's every other night. And the one night that they are celebrating Pride, and that is Pride based on these, you know, with the rainbow logo and all that stuff, is based on the sexual orientation and sexual, I don't know how else to say it. It's people's choice of what they want and the pride that they have in making that choice, as opposed to all the years they've been forced to hide their choices, should be celebrated by everyone, not just gay people or whatever the word is that the people are using. I don't care. I'm from the mindset of, I don't care if you like it or not. What does it have to do with you? Like, what bothered you so bad? So then, and I find it's really weird that it's a lot of women. And the women on the Facebook page, this one woman was like, 3.6% of people are gay and 5% of this, and why would we do that? And I'm like, oh my God, woman, you've got to be kidding me. If you think 3.6% of people are gay, it's because idiots like you are making people afraid to say that they're gay. And then Drew went on to say that the NHL started this because they found that out of all the sports, the NHL players were the ones most likely to use the word, the F word, the F-A-G word, and all these other, and they felt like something needed to be done to kind of remind the players and let them know, because whether you were using it to describe somebody that actually was of a homosexual nature or a gay nature, or you're just using it, it's still bad, like the N word, you know what I mean? But anyway, forget all that. What is the reason? And if you're one of those people, I would love to hear from you. We don't have to fight about it. We can just talk about it. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. What is the reason you're mad at that? The only reason I could understand, and not accept, but the only reason I can understand is you might be so religious and your religion might be so anti-homosexual and that you stick by all the rules strictly of your religion and that's one of them. And although I don't agree with it, I can understand at least at that point where you're coming from. Jesus says it was wrong to lay with the person of your own sex and blah, blah, blah. And I have to go with that. Okay, but how does it affect you?
Can I tell you exactly what it is? It's going to fit into one of three categories. Total ignorance, like people thinking that there's only 3% of the world that's gay.
Whatever. Well, that's the answer right there. But
well,
go ahead.
Total ignorance. Then also, why them? Why not me? Why are they getting? Why are you talking about them? Why not me? Then that goes with anything. Why do women get free drinks? Why don't I get free drinks? Why do men get blah blah blah? Why don't I get? But it's always why not me? Why not me?
Why can't I wear orange shorts and work at Hooters?
And then of course the third one, which we all know, is they want to be able to do whatever they want to do sexually, and they can't, so they're so pent up, and they want to have sex with the same sex, and they're mad about it.
Yeah. I'll tell you, man, it was really shocking to me. I know that there's going to be a couple of people that are, that are going to be out there, and they're going to be like, I don't want to go see them queers that night while I'm there, and I don't go to Disney World during gay days and all that. So that's fine. You want to be like that and be that person. But I can't believe that it's that many people and that those people are so offended. Like, if they said, hey, tonight's Pride Night at the Lightning, and in between periods, we're going to show videos of men making out viciously on screen. Or I could be
I'm
like,
there.
That might be a little bit out of there. Well, I'm just saying, they got kids there
aggressive.
And all that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
aggressive,
thing.
Yeah. But no, instead, we're going to use the rainbow logo because that's become the symbol, and we're going to let everybody know, and the players are going to have rainbow tape sticks, and we're going to let everybody know that Lightning is for everybody.
Yeah, we support all communities.
And we love the fact that we have men, women, gay, straight, you know, whatever you want to call yourself, that are Lightning fans, and we appreciate all of our fans. Like, you don't even really have to want to be a part of the gay community to just let, but how could you be mad at knowing that they're just giving them a night to wreck it? Like, please, if you have it, please call up and tell me, and I'll, maybe, you know me, there's been a lot of times in the show where I don't understand something. You people call and explain it to me, and I go, you know what? I get it now. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. What do you know, Jimmy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Jimmy?
So, homosexuality is really bad for society in general.
Why?
Because it's against all laws of nature and against...
What laws are you referring to? Like, there's no written law of nature. A lot of animals are homosexual, and they don't even deal with any of the societal pressure. So who are you to say what the laws of nature
are? Not necessarily. Which animals?
All right, you got to call me back when you're not sawing down.
He's not
jungle.
Even smart enough not to stand next to a chainsaw while he's doing a phone call.
You can't call up and say to me that it's against the laws of nature unless you can explain that. You can't just go, I heard that once, and I think that that's the key. Explain to me why. And we're not even talking about homosexuality. We're talking about why the Lightning can't have a night dedicated to a group of people who support their team and their show. Like, I don't understand. You know, the one night the Lightning, like, we're pitching some ideas. We're looking at child murderer night. Then I go, okay, that's probably not going to be good. That's a crime. There's kids, you know. I get that. But in this night of just fans that want to come and the league is letting people know that we celebrate all of our fans, what is making you so angry? I can tell you right now, I have no phone calls on this topic. One guy, the idiot in the woods, was the only guy who called so far. I'm going to take a break. Not a break, but I'm going to let Galvin do his open letter. And while that's opening, you can call up and get on the phone lines. And if you'd like to discuss this, I'd like to know. Now, if you have an answer for me and you're one of these people, great. If you're one of these people who wants to say, hey, I was at the game and this bothered me a little bit, I'm not going to jump all over you. I'd really like to know. I know I'm not going to be able to get any of these people from Facebook to call in because those are Facebook cowards where they just put things up and they think that that's it. And even if you're somebody who's ultra-religious, that's fine, too. I just want to know what bothers you. What's so bad about it for you? In the meantime, it's very late today, but you can count on it happening every Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Galvin with a brand new open letter.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to sayings that just aren't true. Dear sayings that just aren't true. Seriously? We've all heard a lot of sayings through the years that sometimes sound good until you actually think about them. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Really? Anything? So you're telling me that the only reason Vern Troyer didn't play basketball in the NBA was because he didn't think about it enough? I would have said it was because he was the size of a little basketball that somebody sat on top of a pair of shoes. I get that it's a motivating saying, but it really isn't true. Don't judge a book by its cover. Then why aren't all books just brown with the title stamped on the front? Why does every billboard for a lawyer have their picture on it? It's because you're judging them by their cover. Do they look smart? Do they look trustworthy? Do they look like a lawyer? If you saw a billboard for a lawyer and he had a baseball hat on backwards and he was wearing a t-shirt with the sleeves ripped off, you'd be like, I don't think so, Billy Bob Esquire. The pen is mightier than the sword. Okay, let's have a sword fight. I pick the sword. The customer is always right. I bet you could ask 1,000 people that have worked in the service industry, and every single one of them will tell you the customer is almost always wrong. A watch pot never boils? Not true. I've done it. Do I have to explain science to you? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure there's plenty of people that have to be helped into their wheelchair that would disagree with you. Honesty is the best policy. Always tell the truth. Are you crazy? Do you know how much trouble you would be in if you always told the truth? You'd be fired from your job in less than a week, divorced immediately. Every day you'd be getting into fights in public and probably put in jail. And then you'd always be getting stitches because you'd constantly be snitching. It's a bad idea because if there is one statement that is always true, it's the fact that snitches do, in fact, get stitches. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelter Show, and this has been an open letter to sayings that just aren't true.
It's true. Vern Troyer would not have been a starter for the for the Lakers.
I don't think so.
By any means. All right. Very good, Galvin. Thank you. Phone calls are finally coming in. Let me grab them now, and I will speak to you guys as interested and as peacefully as I can. Let's start with Dan. Dan, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. What's up, Dan? Hello, Dan.
Hey, Mike. How you doing? Long time listener, first time caller. I think one of the main reasons why we can't have these peaceful pride nights or things of that nature primarily is because of the way that the election's rolled out, how much that the conservatives think that they may be under fire a little bit about having their own opinions disgusting for what they may be. But when you have a situation with a very high-profile product like the Lightning, you're going to want to use that as a platform, obviously, to go and reassert that particular belief system, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent. I think that's why there's such a this conflagration, right, about Pride Night. It's just another thing that people can go and use as a platform, say this is wrong, and with the virus as a community as we have.
I'm not really sure that I'm following it. It seems to me, like, I understand you're being very level-headed about it, but what I'm saying is that I think the opposite. I think this is definitely something that can be used as a platform to show that you can celebrate everybody, that you can appreciate all of your fans from all different groups. Yeah, so I'm not really sure.
No doubt. I'm just speaking to why the people that may be saying that this is why Pride is wrong. Why can't we have, you know, straight Pride or anything like that? I think the people that think in that along those lines are using it as their platform for the same exact reason why it would be a good idea to use a platform for diversity. I'm just trying to do the devil's advocate here and trying to get inside of these people's heads.
Yeah, I get you. I'm hoping that we get actually some people that call in that could talk from inside their own heads, because I really can't figure it out either. But thank you. I appreciate your effort to tell us that. Let's go to Steve. Steve, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Mike. Mike, earlier you said that there's one day celebrated for gay pride, but the rest of the year is celebrated for heterosexuals. And that's not true. There's no heterosexual flag being flown. There's no celebrating of heterosexuals. I don't agree with what you said earlier.
Well, let me explain why.
Honestly,
Hold on. Let me explain why. There is no bashing of heterosexuals. There is no hate crimes against heterosexuals based solely on their sexuality. There has been no repression of their relationships and who they really are inside for the last 100 years because they're heterosexuals. There's been none of that. There's nothing that calls for that. There is also, if you watch television... Yeah. Until recently, and I mean recently, like the last year, I am now starting to see more commercials with homosexual couples in them, with an equal amount of black people and white people and Asian people. And, you know, it's just now are people starting to include all of those groups into our everyday life. But for the most part, and certainly in my 49 years of life, a majority of what you see in society, on television, and in pop culture is man, woman, heterosexual couple, even though that homosexuality is not new. It didn't just sneak up on us and we figured it out the other day. Those people have been forced into hiding for all these years because of the way they're treated.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's just, a lot of the basically, if anybody disagrees with homosexuality, it could be from their upbringing, it could be because of their religion. I think people should also be able to, you know, voice their opinion that they just disagree with it, and not they don't want laws against it, but just it's their opinion that they don't
Let me ask you a question, and can you just tell me, are you against it, or are you just speaking in general?
Well, so I got two opinions on it. First of all, I don't care what people do in their bedroom. I really don't care. I don't think there should be any kind of laws or legislations against it. But from my upbringing, I don't agree with it. So,
but you don't agree with it.
I don't.
But you said two different things. You were like, I don't care what people do, but I don't agree with it. You mean you don't agree with it because it's not what you're interested in?
Right. Yeah.
Right. You don't want to do it yourself. You don't want to do it yourself. You're not gay. That's why.
Right.
But it's because it's not you. You're not gay. But you don't care if people are gay. But for so many years, people who have been gay have been victimized, have been criminalized, and now we're at a point where we need to come out and say, hey, not only should you be able to live your life and be happy, like you just said, but you should be able to celebrate the fact that you are out and open and as happy as everybody else. And who's mad at that? Who gets mad at that? They're not saying, hey, sir, for one night when you go to Lightning game, you have to kiss the guy next to you. They're not. What they're saying is that they were picking one night like we do for St. Patrick's Day, where we pick one day for the Irish people, St. Joseph Day, one day for the Italian people. Like we have one day that we say, hey, we recognize past mistakes. We are happy that you guys are able to come out and live your life, and you should have pride in that, and we take pride in your pride, and we celebrate it. What is wrong with that? At the same time, I don't agree with it either. I'm not making out with a dude, but I'm very happy the dudes are making out with each other and finally able to do it.
Right, but I mean, do you agree that these people should be able to, that's on the opposite side, that they don't believe that they should actually be able to voice their opinion without being...
But why would you have an opinion? Why would you have an opinion? If I came up to you and I said, hey, Steve, your wife is ugly, that's my opinion. I'm not making out with her. I'm not marrying her. Why do I have to have an opinion about who you have sex with, who you marry? What right do I have to have an opinion about that?
Well, I mean, I think you definitely have a right to agree with it or disagree with it.
Yeah, but I don't.
But you do, though. You have the right to have your opinion. You voicing it doesn't make much sense, but you have the right to have that opinion is what it is. And if you're being hateful about it, that's a whole nother problem.
Yeah,
but
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with the comments about the dildos and stuff like that. I don't agree with any of that.
The sentiment of you disagreeing with something that has nothing to do with you. No one says, if you came out and you said, yes, I agree wholeheartedly with homosexuality or whatever the word is, it's not going to be like, oh, so now you have to be one. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that you are saying you disagree with it is making it like it's wrong. What is wrong about it? It's not your choice. It's not what you want to do because you're a heterosexual guy. But what makes what they do wrong?
It could be the upbringing. I don't know.
It definitely is the upbringing. At some point in your life, you have to say, you know what? I've been brought up wrong. I've been brought up wrong where I've been brought up to think that these people, we've been calling guys fags as an insult for all these years. You don't have to be gay, but you can be a guy who Spanish and I play basketball and I beat Spanish 9-0 and I go, you lost, you fag. Why? Because that means you're less manly, you're not as tough as me, you're gay. And that's where the harm comes in. Because I know a bunch of gay guys that would kick Spanish's ass, would kick my ass, you know what I'm saying? You don't realize it, sir. You don't realize it, but what you're saying is you disagreeing with something that has nothing to do with you, and you voicing your opinion to disagree with it is part of the problem. It's part of what made these people have to hide for all these years.
I disagree with a lot of politics that have, necessarily don't have anything to do with me, too.
It's different. You vote on politics. You vote on politics. You elect these officials. You have a say in it. You have a say in a way it affects your taxes. That's entirely different. But I get your, I appreciate your call, and I thank you for voicing your opinion. Let me go to Monica. Monica, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show. Hi, Monica.
Hey, good morning, guys. And I just absolutely love everything you just said. Thank you so much for that. No, I am super excited about that, and I think it's going to be great. The fact of the matter is that Lightning is a corporation, and a corporation makes money. And the gay community, which is deeply rooted in Tampa Bay, has money to blow.
Yeah.
They would love to pretend like they're into sports for a day. So please allow them to come in. We would bedazzle every Lightning jersey we can find, and we're going to be there with bells on, literally. I mean, I think that would be an amazing opportunity to bring more butts in the seats.
More butts in the seats, letting more people know that they are welcome at the games on Pride Night and on non-Pride Night. And yes, by welcome at the games, come in, spend your money, buy some merchandise, eat some hot dogs, drink some Budweisers, and enjoy the game. Money for everybody. Nobody's mad at it. Gay money, straight money, white money, black money, they'll take it all. I'm with you 100%.
It all spends the same.
Everybody should feel happy doing that. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Good morning. Let me get myself all speak here. Good morning, Mike.
Hi.
I think there's a history that is not known, not well known, and this is going to sound crazy, but it's true, and you can look it up. It's true that back in early 60s, maybe even before, but it was entered into the Congressional Registry in 1963, there were 45 plans of action that the communists had to take over the U.S. without a shot fired, and several of them are Marxist, you know, they're completely by Karl Marx, and one of them was to promote obscenity and homosexuality as a means to degenerate and make divorce easy. That was another one. Abolish all oaths. That was another one. So there is a thrust of certain political. They have infiltrated a political party. That was another one. And so
I'm not sure how this ties in.
Okay, what I was going to say is promoting obscenity and homosexuality as norm is one of them. And I don't care. I've got friends that are gay. I've got family that are gay. I've got, I don't care what people do in their bedrooms. What has happened in the last year that you just mentioned is it's been thrust upon us as if it's another, quote, new normal. And
You realize, Kelly, it is normal. But the problem is it's way more people than you think. But we forced so many people into hiding over the years that now it's deemed not normal because they've had to hide how they really feel.
It's not abnormal for them.
Yeah, you know what else is normal for some people? For some people, they have black skin. That's normal for some people.
Oh,
it's not
yeah.
normal for you.
Right.
By the way, I would say your gay friends probably aren't friends with you.
They are actually, and so you've cut me off. But what I was going to say is that a lot of times heterosexual sex on TV has gotten more and more racy, and now there is also homosexual sex on TV, and it's just part of that process of degenerating us to where everything is just kind of sexualized.
So you're saying that sexuality of society is what is leading to the downfall,
the hypersexualization of society, the hypersexualization, where you know, again, one of the 45 that I was talking about, make divorce easy, denigrate the nuclear family. Those are all part of this thrust. It's nothing against anybody who wants to be anybody they want to be. I agree with you. I agree with you very much there. And yes, I agree with the last caller that the money spends the same. I'm from Atlanta. I've known and had, you know, been around the, you know, I'm not from the country. and so I don't have anything personally against the people who, what they do, what they want to do. It's the promotion of the hypersexualization, including law. I mean, it's just
You're just a little bit more prudish.
I am the opposite.
By the way, you also just insinuated that people from the country are dumb. Just so you know.
I did not.
100% did. You 100% did. You insinuated that they're uninformed and they're ignorant. You 100% did.
No.
And you didn't even realize it. Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
That was not my intent.
I said, and I'm not even from the country where I haven't been exposed even as a young child, where I had to ask my parents. So, no, this is not, I'm not somebody who, you know, is just, you know, I've been born and raised around in this city. So I understand, I've seen, I've got friends, I've got family, people I love, and people, yes, that I've had lifelong friendships with. What I'm saying is, and some of them also don't agree with the hypersexualization of society.
Well, there's two different things. You're arguing two. We're talking about two different things. All right, thank you.
Yeah, you're just a weirdo. You're just a weirdo.
We're talking about two different things. You're talking about, you know, hypersexual activity in pop culture and on TV, and how that could lead to the denigration of society, where that's not the case at all. We're talking about people who are. you know, not heterosexual that are able to be just as proud as what they do and who they love as everybody else.
That's by the way, I had zero gay friends and no friends from the country either.
Let me talk to a couple more people and then we'll move on. I was just really curious about this, but then I see who these people are now. Let's go to John. John, you're on the Mike Calda Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike and show. How are you guys?
Hi, John. What's happening?
I had a quick comment. It's a hard thing to navigate. You know, I'm with the first caller. I necessarily don't think you have to agree with homosexuality. You don't necessarily have to disagree with it. So I'm not saying you have to agree, but it gets forced, you know, into your life. Say you want to raise your child a certain way, not necessarily hating a homosexuality person, but, you know, wanting to, you know, keep your life moving in a certain fashion. And now the homosexuality is all around you, being forced into your child's life.
Well, hold on. I got questions. I just have questions. How is homosexuality being forced into your child's life?
Okay, you're correct. Okay, forced was a bad word. Let's say it's on TV where my kid can see it. Or
so you're saying? Hold on. Let me. We have to have it. We have to go back and forth so I can follow. You're saying. Okay. For your child to be able to see a homosexual couple on television, just like they exist in real life, that is exposing them to something that they shouldn't see?
Maybe not shouldn't see, but maybe a 3-year-old or 4-year-old child may not be mature enough to understand.
So why is it okay for a 3-year-old or 4-year-old child to see a heterosexual couple? That's okay?
Because it's what they see at home. That's their mother and father.
In your home. And what about in the home of a house that has two moms or two dads? And that's the way those kids grow up. Why is what you do right and what they do wrong? It's all
I'm not saying what they're doing is wrong.
You
I'm
absolutely saying, are saying that. You have to listen to what you're saying. You just told me that if your kid sees a homosexual couple on TV, they're being exposed to something that they're going to ask questions. Why? Why don't you want that? Because it's not
because
what
I don't
you
think
do.
My 4-year-old kid should be asking me questions about, hey, daddy.
Why? You can't handle
does my friend Johnny have two daddies? How does that work? You know, why, and, you and mommy, why, short story.
And why are you too embarrassed to explain that to your son that sometimes people of the same sex love each other and they're able to have loving families just like we do? How are you not able to tell your kids that? You're a bad father.
Because what am I going to
You're a bad okay, father. So, you're a bad father okay. because you are that hiding you are hiding the truth from your kids. Why? Well,
I don't have to hide it. He will find the truth for himself. Why does it have to be me giving a truth to my son I might not want to give?
Because you want to teach your kid proper?
Everything?
Don't.
Well, that's like saying that when kids ask where babies come from, you know, you tell them, you know, me and mommy, you know, did it. Here you are.
Listen to me. I'm going to explain this to you. You saying I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's wrong what people do. You then trying to hide it from your children is treating it like it's something wrong. When you tell your children, you listen, I'm going to tell you right now what I said to my wife. When do you tell your kids when they ask where babies come from? And you know what the answer was? When they ask. When the kids are old enough to stop believing that there's a bird that brings it or a God that puts a seed in there and they say, where do babies come from? That's when you should tell your kids where babies come from. And that's where you should explain it to them, depending on how old they are, explain it to them on their level. Because you are going to introduce some shocking things to them. But those kids who are raised in a family that has two fathers or two mothers, they are going to ask a question. They're going to go, why does Billy have a mom and a dad instead of two dads? And they're going to say, because Billy's mom fell in love with Billy's dad, and I fell in love with your dad, and it's a totally different thing, but two different families that do things different, and then you go, oh, okay. And then those kids grow up just knowing that Billy has two dads, and Sophie has two moms, and Fred has a mom and a dad, and, you know, the fact that you're afraid to tell your kids, it's making it like there's something to hide from them. You're part of the problem.
I'm not about being afraid. It's about I shouldn't have to explain.
Why?
To my
wife. What do you explain to them?
You shouldn't have kids
feed either.
Listen to me. I don't think you're a bad person, sir. Okay. I don't want you to think that. I'm not trying to beat you up. But you have to think about the words that you're saying. What you're saying is the problem. What you're saying is the reason that the Lightning have a Pride Night so that these people can come out and be proud of who they are, be proud of who their parents were, be proud of what their life is. is you're making it like they have something to hide. You have to hide it from your children. And they're saying you don't have anything to hide.
What people don't realize is that it's like my original call, and they were coming to put it, but it was, you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to want a glass of milk. Let's say the homosexuality was not accepted. It was not a normal. You know, racism was normal. We've all changed that as we go. You know what I mean? People are getting pregnant at younger ages. This is going to be a hard subject to cross.
All right, let me ask you, John. Hold on, John. Your quote was, if you give a mouse a cookie, they'll want milk. Are you insinuating if you teach your kid about homosexuality at a young age, they're going to grow up to be homosexuals?
No, I was going to try to do a spinoff of my story. I was going to go through a long thing. It's kind of hard to talk to you guys, but I don't want to, like, talk over because I want to, you know, I love the show. I listen all the time.
Yeah, look, I want to say to you, John, I don't think you're a bad person, and I'm not really trying to say that you're a bad father because I was trying to make a point, okay? I don't know you. You could be a very good guy, and you could be a very good father, but you have to reflect on your own words. What you're saying
is...
Forget the mouse thing. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't under the impression that if you teach your kids about homosexuality,
I know gay people. I'm not.
Everybody knows gay people.
You know what I mean? Okay, you're right. I shouldn't try to justify you, right? Sorry, Galvin. I'm talking to Mike.
Yeah, Galvin.
I know Galvin was the one that said it.
Yeah,
but like the thing is, like, so we're accepting all these things. People get pregnant at earlier ages and all this thing. So what is going to be one day when a bunch of the pedophiles come together and decide, well, we want to be accepted too. It's our right. It's not our choice. We were born this way.
Raping
what
children,
do you tell them?
Raping children is a crime, sir, and it's very.
It is wrong. It is wrong. I'm not saying it's
But you
not,
are now. You are now
being
putting.
Gay was a crime. At one point, being black
right,
was a crime.
That's why they have that. That's why they have to have Pride Night because they made gay a crime. They made loving another person, another adult of the same sex a crime. So that's why
we have to be careful with the things we accept in society because someday it's got to stop. You got to draw a line in the sand one day because if you don't, there's never a line.
So you're saying that we should draw the line in homosexuality?
No, I'm saying you need to understand there needs to be a line drawn. You don't have to draw a line in homosexuality, but people have to understand that there needs to be somewhere where we stop and we'd be like, you know what? We shouldn't.
Because you're under the impression
they want.
Because you still believe that homosexuality is a deviation that you're.
No, because I believe maybe one day that the desensitization of everything will come to where men can be with children that are young.
But John, that makes no sense. John, real quick.
You can look up in India. They get married all the time.
Listen to me real quick. You saying that is the same thing as saying we should never have left our planet. We should never have tried to go to the moon. Because that's a slippery slope. Once you go to the moon, then you're going to go to Mars. What if there's aliens there, and then they come and they get us and stuff? That's literally the same thing that you're saying. It's progress because there's progress. But things move forward.
And you need progress.
I want to issue a little statement too, real quick. I'm sorry.
No.
My call was not to compare homosexuals to pedophiles either. Just in case
but you realize in your head and in your heart, you do. You really believe that? You believe homosexuality is...
In a way, I think both are to me, non-acceptable.
Because you're not gay.
You can't do it. Yeah.
Because you're not gay, and you believe that because something is different from you, that it's wrong, which is the whole reason.
Not wrong, just
yes,
different.
You do. You think it's a deviation. You think you're a deviant, rather, if you're a homosexual.
That means homosexuals think that heterosexuals are deviants because we're doing different from what they're doing.
No, that's not the case whatsoever.
John, what happens if your kid comes to you one day and says that he's gay?
Well, you know, that's life, but is he coming to me saying that because he has a friend who is gay? And, you know, he's saying that, you know, he would be really gay. Is he telling me because now he's confused because his best friend at school is gay?
No, he's, you know what I mean? Like, he's 20 years old. He's gay. He's had a boyfriend for four years.
Okay.
What do you do?
I mean, we're 20 years old now. I mean, I love you, son. You know what I mean? Like, you're my boy.
Okay.
Either way, it's like, you don't just,
I'm happy to hear you say that. I'm happy to hear you say that, okay.
Yeah, he
you know,
says that, but when his boyfriend...
It would be a little bit of slap in the face, you know what I mean? It'd be like...
Why?
Son, you know what I mean?
A slap in the face, because I've been raised...
That's not what I want for my son, you know what I mean?
What right do you have?
I have the right of a father
you
to protect and to be there and
protect against what?
Against the people that are going to want to attack him now because he's gay. You know what
yes,
I mean? Let's
yes,
say.
And that's what you should be doing. You should be looking out for the people that, you know what, John, that you're coming around a little bit, okay? So I say the same thing. I have two kids. If one of my kids comes to me and says I'm gay, I say, great, happy that you feel strong enough to come out and say it. Let's live your life open and have a good job. Now my job has to be to protect my kid against everybody else.
But hold on.
That's my job now, to let my kid have a happy, open life and live his life like he wants to so that he can be as happy as I am. And that's also your job. It's also Spanish's job and everybody around you to make sure that people are able to live their lives in a happy and free way where they don't have to be like other countries where they're persecuted for being homosexuals, not just in their government, but in lifetime. Like, you should be protecting everybody like you would protect your son, because they should all be afforded the opportunity to come out and have a good life. John, I believe you're a little bit confused, but I believe you genuinely are probably a good guy deep down, and I appreciate your call and you having a good discussion with us. Thank you, my man.
All right, thanks, guys. Love the show.
All right, pal. Love you. I want to take two more phone calls. One's from a gay man, and then the other one is this guy. And I don't know. It's Ness. Am I saying it right? Yeah. Ness, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Yeah. I think it's wrong because they fight for equality. I'm not against gay people. They fight for equality and stuff, and there's no National Straight Day. You have National...
Yeah, every day is National Straight Day. Every day is National Straight Day.
How do you know?
How old of a man are you?
Every day is National Gay Day, too.
Let me ask you a question. How old... Let me talk... Stop talking on me. How old are you?
I'm 45.
45 years old. And in those 45 years old, and the TV that you've been watching for the last 40 years, how much gay stuff have you seen in the last 35 of those 40 years on TV?
But that's irrelevant. They're fighting for equality, and equality.
I'm asking you a question. If you can't answer the question, then we're not going to have a conversation. All right, thanks, Ness. Appreciate it. He also called up and he said homosexuality was a choice. And if you are still of a person who believes that homosexuality is a choice, when morons like him and everybody else are coming out against Pride Night and beating up gay people, who would choose that sort of lifestyle? Who would choose that?
Well, and that goes to your point, as every day is a straight day, because if you have lived your life and have never been beaten up because you're straight, then every day is straight day. You know what I mean? That's a simple...
Galvin, in the 90s, in the early 90s, when I was in my 20s, is that right? I was younger. And somebody said to me, there's BET, and then they said, well, why don't we have... WET, White Entertainment Television. I was like, yeah, right. Why do they get a special channel and all that stuff? And then somebody was like, because every day is White Entertainment Television. And I went and I looked at TV and I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, if I was a black kid, I would not relate to any of these people. I wouldn't relate to any superheroes. I wouldn't relate to any of these people on TV. Like, you know, every once in a while, a different stroke sneaks in. And what do you have there? You have two poor orphan black kids adopted by a rich white guy. Everything was for white people, and it took somebody to say it to me to open my eyes and go, I kind of get it a little bit. And until you really put yourself in those people's shoes, now a Pride Night is celebrating that people are able to have pride in who they are. It's not, you know, you can go there as a heterosexual person and be very proud of who you are and the fact that you support other people's happiness, and you can take pride in that. That is for you as well. That night is for you as well.
I think it's also the Lightning franchise saying, like, putting that message out there that they also include everybody. You come here, this is an inclusive place for anybody to come here and enjoy a night of hockey.
We have a huge problem. We have hundreds of people in the NFL. We have hundreds of people in the NHL. We have hundreds of people in the NBA. And out of all of those, we have two people who have come out over the years and said that they were gay. Now, do we think that that's true? Do we think that there's no gay role models in professional sports right now? Do we think, I don't know, I'm going to assume just because of the numbers, do we think we don't have a guy who might be a homosexual on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Or let's just say, out of the Buccaneers, Lightning, and Rays, we don't have a couple of homosexuals out of all of those hundreds of people that you have right there? That's probably statistically impossible. But they can't, you know, they still don't have enough comfortability to come out and say, I play for the football team and I'm gay. I play for the hockey team and I'm gay. Because people are still treating gay people as if they are inferior and as if they are doing something wrong and that they are not normal. And that's why you almost need to put these pride things out and put it in front of people and make these other people feel comfortable. I'm telling you, I can't wait until the first high caliber athlete comes out and says, what's his name? Old Town Road guy who's in trouble right now because of his
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X. I have never seen, he had that song with Old Town Road that took the world by storm. When grandmothers are singing it and little kids are singing it, it's just like when we talk about Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. It's not just a song. It's a phenomenon. And then Lil Nas X was like, oh, by the way, I'm gay. And everybody was like, oh, all right. Well, the Old Town Road guy's gay. Didn't affect anything. Nobody was like, well, I'm not going to love that song anymore. I'm not going to do that stupid dance anymore. He was like, I'm gay. And then in the next video, I'm going to hump the devil. And that's it. Yeah. And that's just who he is.
Blood and shoes.
Yeah. All right. Listen. We can fight about this stuff, fight for and fight against all day. I was really, when Drew was talking about this yesterday and I went and looked at it, I was blown away by the amount of hate that is still out there and the amount of ignorance of people who still don't understand that your ignorance is still hurting. You saying you're against it. Personally, I'm against it. People can do what they want, but I'm against it. The only thing you can say is people can do what they want. I choose to bang women. That's it. Other than that, you have no other choice. You don't have to partake in anything. Nobody's trying to get you to change anything about the way you love or who you feel, but you should be able to accept other people for the way they are and who they love and what they do, and they should be able to celebrate it with one goddamn night out of all the games that they play, and you should be there with the same amount of pride for them, and if you're not, you are still the problem. I'll be honest, this is kind of like talking about abortion where half the people are going to agree with you and half are not, and you don't want to make people mad. I don't care. I really don't care if this makes people mad, because this is what people need to hear. And that guy, John, I don't think he was a bad guy, but I think he needs to listen to himself talk, and then he needs to realize, like, after we were asking him questions, he was like, well, yeah, but, because I don't think some people realize that what they're doing is still wrong.
Two little mice fell into a bucket of cream. What? What are you talking about, guy?
I just think, you know, him saying that he didn't want to explain it to his kids, that's, like you said, maybe he's a bad father, but that's just laziness. That's his inability to effectively communicate with his child and, you know, defuse the situation, for lack of a better term.
It's him still treating it like it's something to hide,
right,
that they still have to be forced to hide. I tell this a lot, this story, and I'm doing my comedy act. When my son...
Great comedy act, by the way.
My son was watching Glee when he was very young, and two boys kissed on Glee, and I saw my son, and like got his attention. It was the first time he ever saw that. And he looked at me, and he goes, Dad, this is Joey at age like 5, maybe. He looked at me, and he goes, Dad. I go, why? And he goes, did you see that? And I said, why? And he goes, there's two boys on TV just kissed. And this is a big moment. And I said to him, yeah, sometimes boys like each other and they fall in love and they kiss like that. And the next reaction was going to be very telling. And he looked at me and he was like, oh. And then he went back to doing whatever he was doing. And it's over.
Right.
And that's over. And now my kid grows up knowing that daddy loves mommy, mommy loves daddy, and our friend Billy loves his boyfriend Bobby, and no one cares.
Well, it's
you,
like,
when you hide it, you make it sound like you make it seem like it's something
and
bad.
And here this John
we
guy
let him
is
do his thing. I'm like, he's not a very good cook, but
so my brother
knows
how to
make one thing really well.
What a jerk.
It's bacon.
You leave Mike out of this.
What? You said stand-up comedy.
We got to take a break. 727-579-1025 with the phone numbers. I'm not going to talk about this anymore because I don't want to get into the whole show of us just yelling back and forth over each other. You get the point. We don't. You may not agree with me, but if you don't, start thinking about in your head why you don't and why you should be, no matter what your sexual preference is, why you should be proud of people and why you should be out there celebrating Pride Day and good.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.